Did you ever read Proverbs 30, verse 6? It says, add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. That's strong language, but it pays to take the book. Am I really making it plain? I'm not through. Were they princes or were they kings? You know, kings is another tradition. Doesn't say anything about a king. I shall never forget in the Anglican Church, I played one of the wise men once. And of course, you know, I can't remember too well anyway. Truthfully, I'm saying this kindly. I can't on other things, and especially singing. And I was up there singing my part. We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts from treasures afar. And I forgot the words, and I said, dum, 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 dum. And I was dumb. Now, friends, do you see how people have brought in all of the tradition and have cluttered up the simple story of Jesus Christ? The Bible says, then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I may come and worship him also. And when they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Now, friends, I want you to know I started with verse 7 and I've gone through verse 10. The reason why I've mentioned this, we've also been taught that the star that led these wise men from the east led him from all the way to the east clear until they got to where Jesus was. Did you ever remember what that verse said? Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east. Since that star was leading them, and are come to worship him, have seen his past tense. And then, friends, after they left Herod and the star again, they needed the star to show them where the child was. And I want you to get this point. They wouldn't have been rejoicing if that star had been following them all the time, because they would have known it was with them. Am I making it plain? Number two, you know, at the creche, there was really only the shepherds. The wise men were not at the creche or the nativity scene. When the wise men found Jesus, they found him in a house, not in a manger. Am I making it plain? While I'm thinking of it, you have to bring these thoughts out as they come to me. Still, we teach our dear little children to sing, dear little stranger, born in a manger. If anybody knew what a manger is, you could see the impossibility of a baby being born in a manger. The Bible says, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. He wasn't born in a manger. So we sing these lies so much that we believe it's true. That's Luke 2:7 I just read. Now, friends, I'm going to verify that Jesus Christ was in a house. And for you scholars, you Greek scholars, I want to give you something to think about. In the book of Luke, when the shepherds found Jesus, he was a babe from the Greek word brephos. But when he was found in the home with Mary, he is called there a paidios, a young child. And of course, when you find out what Herod tried to do, you can understand why Jesus wasn't an infant and the wise men were not there when the shepherds were there. Verse 11, and when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary's mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Did they come bringing gifts celebrating his birthday? No, that was the birthday of the Son. long, many, many thousands of years before Jesus Christ came to this earth, the 25th day of December was, you see, the 22nd day of December is when the dips its lowest on the southern skies. There's a gradual standstill. Then on the 25th, there is a gradual coming back northward. It was always recognized as the birthday of the sun god. So Christianity compromised with the pagans and said, we can't call it the birthday of the sun, so we'll call it the birthday of the Son of God. And that compromise has been brought into the Christian church. And friends, from the sacred desk, people will say, this is the birthday of our Lord and Savior. Nothing but a bunch of lies. Paganism. Polluting the gospel, the pure teachings of God, bringing paganism in. You say, Spirits, I've never heard anybody in my life preach like this. Isn't it all right to have the spirit of Christmas? I hope you folk got the point there that Jesus was in a house. Well, the spirit of Christmas, where did it originate? Listen. These editors write these beautiful eulogies in the newspaper, and a gullible people become so drunk on this error that they start spending and buying and all. Now suppose, how many know when my birthday is? Hold up your hands. You remember I told you, thank you, July the 3rd. You remember that now, don't you? Now let's suppose this is July the 3rd, and each of you are present here, and my wife has invited you. My birthday. You come with your gifts, and then you don't give me anything and start exchanging them among yourselves. Friends, isn't that silly? Why, we're celebrating the Lord's birthday and you don't give him anything. Now, you think it through. It's really worth laughing about, isn't it? When you stop to see how foolishly we have been following all of Babylon, we're drunk on the wine of Babylon, when we ought to be taking and talking about the great mystery of redemption, Jesus coming into this world to save you and me from sin. And in order to save us, he had to identify himself with fallen man. Divinity clothes humanity. But we go out with all of this fallacy, teaching all of these errors, and we're drunk on it. Am I really making it plain? Friends, I could go on if you wanted me to. You mean you want me to continue? You know, I've got six other facts I must bring out. Well, all right, you've asked for it. Listen, I want to tell you something. Do you recognize that there's certainly nothing wrong in giving gifts at any time of the year? But why do we have to wait for the 25th day of December to start giving? Oh, listen, we really aren't giving gifts. We exchange gifts. Did you notice when the wise men came into the house, they opened their treasures and presented unto him gifts? Now, all the money that you're spending on yourself and on one another, well, and it doesn't really show the liberality of the heart. Here, brother, you give me a pocket handkerchief, and I give you a $150 watch. And I said, do you see this? Here I gave him a $150 watch, and he comes, bring me a pocket handkerchief. And that's just the way we give. We give to people from whom we're expecting gifts. We exchange gifts rather than giving gifts. If we would really give to people who are in need, there would be a real blessing. And you don't have to wait until December 25, because this was a pagan custom carried on thousands of years before Jesus Christ ever came to the world. If you people would go into your library, if you've got it all in your library and in your encyclopedias at home, read about this. Nothing about it celebrating the birthday of Christ. Don't give him anything. Listen.